Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. The little electronic gremlin gods lose again. I can't stand it. They've been working overtime with me lately. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's all kinds of stuff. All kinds of shows you're going to be watching, other commentators and what have you. You've chosen me, and it's an honor. I appreciate it more than you know. Some of you don't think I do, but I do. So, you know, again, thank you. thank you. All right. You know, and let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. And I used to say all the time, if you're in an area where the station doesn't carry the show, go tell them. Knock on it. You know, hey, anybody in there? Come on, you got to get the show on. Hello? That kind of thing. Seriously, why not? You got nothing to lose. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to the, I can't get off the texting thing here. A lot of you going, I thought you were going to talk about that. No, I didn't say I was going to talk about that. I talked about the Joy Reid thing. Without playing the clip. It's so darn hard to play the clip sometimes. You know. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution here. Not part of the problem, part of the solution. Yeah, I talked about this a little bit the other night, but I want to get into it a little bit more. You know, Biden says he'll not support Taiwan independence. There is nothing that this administration has done, absolutely nothing, that falls in line with our values. They keep talking about our values. We gave our word to these people that we would protect them. And now we're going to walk away from them, for real? We protect many countries across the planet. And for those of you, you know, we'll have to get General Valley back on to explain why and how and what the deal is. And in some cases, they're strategic alliances. So we have places to put our men and, you know, our military, get them help if they need it, that kind of stuff. Right? So in a statement made last Saturday, Joey B. emphasized that the United States does not support Taiwan's independence, which is totally different. And the statement was made right after the announcement of the results of a presidential election on the island. And China says it's their island and their territory. It's been going on forever. And the bottom line, with frankly and honestly, is China gave them instructions to the Taiwanese as to how they were going to have it and who they were going to vote for. And they went, yeah, nice try. When Biden was asked about Washington's stance on Taiwan during the press conference, where pro-independence Vice President Li Qing T emerged as the winner. He responded directly, "We don't support independence. The United States is adopting a cautious stance to avoid negatively impacting relations with Beijing. We're more worried about our relationship with China, who could care less about us, care less about our people, stuck it to us a half a dozen times, and want world dominance. But yeah, let's make sure we keep them at bay." God bless. And again, this is why I say to you, it's not, we're not going to, you think we are. We're not supporting Israel to the level we can. We're not going to support Taiwan. We're sending all kinds of money to Ukraine. We're not supporting our own border here at home. We're not taking care of our own vets here at home. We're actually emptying public schools, putting kids back on distance learning to make sure that illegals have a place to stay. Really? Come on. Fight that with me. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me it's okay to stick illegal aliens who are costing us all kinds of money and put them in a school, put our kids at home in distance learning, which didn't do well for them, to put them back, and it's all cool. It's all fine and cool. You can't do it. And that's why you weren't going to call and say anything. Because you can't do it. You can't justify it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I'll tell you, if they don't, based on, not only just on the polls, based on what you're hearing the average Joe, Democrat, Republican, and Independent say, if it's a fair and free election, Trump will win. And what was funny, they're so afraid of him. I think this is hilarious. Right? They're so afraid of him that the major networks wouldn't even show Donald Trump's victory speech. I wonder why that is. Again, what are they afraid of? God, this is just, again, this is just great. All right, what else we got going on? I got so many stories up, I never know which ones to go to first. There's so many good ones. All right, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Also good stuff for you when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAE came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAE gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And let's see if this, does this ring a bell? Any of you remember? Her comments are pretty much the same every single time. Okay, anytime you're ready. Yeah. God bless America. All right, this is Joy Reid's comments. I thought I had them all set, ready to go. But apparently, oh, here she goes. You got to wait for her to stop start talking. Apparently,
knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa, and this is a hyper evangelical white state, and he said the following to me: Iowa is a.
Why does that matter? No, really, honestly, why does it matter? It's an evangelical state. It's white. How about more black atheists move there? It would change it.
About 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaining out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American.
You know, this is she's just such a tool. This has nothing to do with that. This is how they gin you up against religion, against Christians. My Bible has nothing to do with color. Right? The Puritans all that came to this country, for religious freedom. And all of a sudden it's a bad thing. And it wasn't just white religious freedom. We had our issues. We had our problems. Yeah, you're right. Maybe the day that the Constitution was signed, we the people, right, in order to form a more perfect union, when we were talking about, we weren't there yet. Some of us thought we were, not me, but obviously. Some knew we weren't. Adams and others knew we weren't there. But what they knew was, I love these people, they're Monday Night Quarterbacks. I love these people who think, okay, they should have just held out for no slavery. Well, you would have never got the southern states to sign on. You wouldn't have a country. You wouldn't be able to fight this. They really, if you guys would actually do your homework, some of the founding fathers that were abolitionists that didn't want slavery said, look, let's get the country put together, and then we can come together. We'll have the votes to kill it. They needed unanimous votes to be able to move forward with the Constitution. There was no way they would get the southern states. And you saw what happened. The minute Lincoln tried to make it happen, you saw what the southern states did. If that doesn't tell you anything, you're just too dull to even vote. But this racism thing, this white Christian, it's wearing thin. And it's not working. And people are seeing how people like Joy Reid are just so vicious and so disingenuous. I don't believe for a minute that she thinks that the whole state of Iowa believes themselves to be white Christian nationalists. Do we believe that God gave us this country? Yes. But not white nationalists. Gave the country to us, the people, the ones that want to come here and live free and not tell everybody else what to do, what to think, how to eat, what to eat, when to eat. They don't even see that. Changing how food is delivered, changing the kind of food we can eat, putting restrictions on the food, right? I mean, forcing you, be it via taxation, to buy one product over another or not to buy a product. To take away your Second Amendment rights, right? Freedom of speech doesn't exist anymore. You don't believe me? Ask the many, many, many teachers who can't even profess their faith in the classroom. When many of our founding fathers, go look up the very first book that Congress funded to be in the classroom. It will freak you out. And you won't believe it to be truth. Okay, back to Joy Reid, because I need the entertainment.
Knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa, and this is a hyper-evangelical white state.
What is hyper? Can she explain that? Because I don't know what that means, and I'm an evangelical, as they say. Right?
And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian.
Okay, so is she discounting? I'm just trying to find something out here. Is she discounting the fact that because it's only this much white Christian, we don't count? we shouldn't have as much to say, because if I follow that line of thinking, then white folks shouldn't care what black folks say, or even Hispanic folks for that matter. Because we are still the majority in this country. What is the black population? Some of you in the chat room can tell me. I think it's 13%, somewhere around there, 16. I think the illegal population is a lot higher than they are right now. But do they realize that the case that they're making a quote-unquote logic case. So if that's the case, we should use the same thing.
And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said...
She makes it sound like that's so much worse. Because we want you to know about you. Look at Dennis Prager lays it out, and he does a fantastic job at this. I really like Dennis, the way he lays things out. As a devout Jew, as a studying Jew, as a Jewish scholar, if you would, he said, look, I don't get upset. Used to. I do not get upset at my Christian friends talking to me about Jesus, trying to get me to understand who Jesus is. You know why? Because I know they're doing it out of love. They don't score brownie. No, you don't score any brownie points for it. It's not like you get a bigger mansion, more cars. I mean, it's none of that. A Christian truly believes what they say, what they live, what they feel, then they're going to let you know about what it is because they love you. And they want you to know the same joy and peace they have. So here's a man who just said, look, I don't put them down for it. I don't say no thank you. He said, I understand that they're doing it because they care about me. That is not the mindset of most people today. Let me tell you what.
The following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing. He keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said,
wait a minute. Donald Trump delivers loss after loss after loss. What plan is she on?
Following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country. And Trump has promised to give it back to them.
All right, somebody needs to challenge her on this. Where did he say that? I want to know exactly where he said, you white Christians, you're going to get this country back if I become president. She's lying. She can't. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus-goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record.
Yeah.
What he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe is here, your host. Welcome back. Yes, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, which helps you become part of the solution, okay? I mean, seriously. You know, Reed expanded. We were talking about Joyless Reed and truly, I don't know. You know, some of you guys get mad at me, but Joyless Reed, when you talk about, tell me something that she has said. Or something that she believes to be true. That doesn't do anything but put down people like me and you and others like us. Right? No, come on, think about it. So, you have to listen to them and understand how miserable they are because they're not getting what she wants. And, you know, she is the epitome of racism because there are no good white people. Right? Reed expanded, told her co-host that all the things that we think about electability, about what people are gaming out, but none of them matters when you believe that God has given you this country. That it's yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American. I don't know anybody I hang with that says that. I mean, seriously. She'll put up the posts. Put up the posts that even have an inference, a direct inference to that kind of thing. This is how they try to get... And you know, the beauty behind this is the more they do this kind of stuff, this is why I tell you, don't say anything to them, let them do it. The more they do it, the stronger guys like Trump, and frankly, me, become. Because people who truly know us, people truly know what we stand for, you know, I won't say that they don't always step up to defend. But when it comes to election time and things like that, they'll make the phone calls for you. Because they don't trust their own side. Think about that. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Later in the show, she argued that this ideology cannot be separated from religious science. It's not true. Look, first of all, my God calls me to obey the laws, as long as they're not against his laws. Right? But, you know, speed limit says 60. But I don't think it's right. God gave me the ability to go faster than that. I should just go fast. No, that's not how we think. We don't do it that way. They do. Right? I mean, there's all kinds of laws about, you know, rape and marriage and that kind of stuff. And they don't seem to care. You know what's going on with the small kids. You know what's going on with sex slavery. You know what's going on. They don't care. It all comes back to get it off of us. You know, what's some of the magic tricks would they explain to you what they're doing? Go up to YouTube. I was a member for years of a famous magic club here in Los Angeles. And I mean years, 20 years. And when I used to go, not that I wanted to be a magician, I was just fascinated by how they think and how creative they are when they come up with some of these tricks, or illusions, sorry, not tricks, illusions. And the biggest thing that they constantly talk about is deflection. You have to deflect the attention. You have to give the illusion that things are happening in one spot, and they're focused on that one spot to see what happens, while it's actually happening somewhere else. Your other hand, your other pocket, your other whatever. Right? I mean, seriously. So, when you think this stuff through, and you start applying it to what Joy Reid and others do, this is exactly what they do. They try to deflect. Why would the DOJ, why would Joe Biden be suing the state of Texas to stop them from stopping illegals from coming over the border? I mean, the feds say, well, it's our job. Well, if you're not doing your job, what do I do? If you're assaulting my daughter, and it's the job of the police department to protect her, to save her from this situation, and they can't get there for 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, do I just sit and watch? Watch what happens to her? Because when they finally show up and they say, why didn't you do anything? They say, well, that's because it's your job. Really? She went on to say, it's a religion. I think that we have to actually confront, I wish they would, and this is what the Democrats are going to face. It's this now, this white evangelicalism, it's the same as Christian nationalism. No, not, but whatever. There's many Christians I know don't get involved in politics whatsoever. They're evangelicals. They want to go out and teach the gospel. I think part of the problem with the Christian community, part of the problem with these people is they didn't go out and fight and push back and stand ground. And I felt sorry because hopefully, you know, they're not going to get in front of Jesus someday and say, hey, I opened these doors for you. I allowed you to do these things. Why didn't you stick up for me? Why didn't you stick up for the faith? Right? And you have scripture after scripture that talks about sticking up for your faith. Not bowing down to make people feel good. Because, man, I'll tell you what, whether you're a believer or not, you read that New Testament and the way Jesus spoke to some of the people that were not right, not doing the right thing. It wasn't a soft touch. He didn't look at these people and go, you know, how bad were you feeling that you had to say this or do this? I want to help you. I want to work it through with you. I want to know what caused you to beat that woman. No, he spoke up. The woman at the well. Read that story. Right? She was an adulteress. And people go, well, why did he go after the men? He did, in essence. Right? What he told them, see, they don't have the spiritual understanding because they go into the book looking for what's wrong to begin with. Whenever you're looking for something wrong, you'll find it eventually. You'll find something that you don't agree with. But he looked around to the men with the stones in their hand and said, this is fine. You can follow the law. Yeah, she deserves to be stoned. But I'll tell you what, the one without sin, go ahead and throw the first stone. Well, they all knew they were sinners. They all knew what they were doing. They're probably themselves committing adultery. Right? They dropped the rocks and they left. After a minute or two, Jesus looks around and goes, so where are your accusers? They ain't here no more. What comes next is really important because he didn't look at her and say, okay, your accusers are gone. I forgive you. Be back here next Saturday. We'll do this again because, you know, I know you're not going to stop. No. No, no. He looked at her. He said, I forgive you. You got a clean slate. I'm going to let you start all over. Don't do it again. Don't sin anymore. Right? I mean, period. You are responsible for what you do. You are the responsible for your actions. At some point in time, you got to stop blaming your childhood. You got to stop blaming your environment. You got to stop that because you know what's right. You know what to do. You know how to do it. And we've been conditioned to use our past as a way to get out of the bad stuff, the bad behavior that we do. And you and I both know that's wrong. We don't teach our kids to have self-discipline anymore. No, you can't have. Just because you want doesn't mean you can have it. And yet, forgive me, I know some of you guys won't be happy, but I see some of you real young moms. You might be stressed out. I don't know. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say you're all that way, but I watch some of you in a supermarket with your kids. It's okay to say no. You can't have it. I don't care what kind of, and if you pitch a fit, we'll go to the car and we'll sit there until you're done. Or we'll come up with another solution. Any type of discipline now is bad. Oh, except if it's a timeout. Which, look around, it's not working. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Then engage. Please get informed first. I know, I always beg you guys to do that. I mean it, so that you can actually put up a decent rebuttal. I'm trying to stay, away from words like, you know, fight, argument, that kind of stuff. Because it really shouldn't be that. You should be able to sit there and discuss. Have a spirit discussion, spirited discussion. There's no reason you can't. And still be able to walk away. And, you know, have dinner, beer, whatever it is that you do. I mean, I don't know if some of you have picked up on this, but Sonia and I don't even agree on quite a few things, actually, on how to approach. But whenever, like, mad at each other. I don't look at her, as a Christian woman, I can't believe you believe. I don't do that to her. I wouldn't do that to anybody. You know, now, if you want to shove it down my throat, if you want to try to make it look like I'm the one that's not paying attention, yeah, we're going to have a problem. And then I'm going to get a little, heated with you. How do you like that? I don't have a better word for it. Seriously. And I was talking earlier, and somebody sent me a note. I mean, when I think about something, we constantly are being told by the government what to do. Our founding fathers didn't want that. They weren't interested in that. They came here so you got the freedom to do what you wanted to do. Right? Again, just amazing. You know, Larry Elder does a piece, if you can find it, on YouTube. He does a whole piece on how bad minimum wage, for instance, you know, the government shoving minimum wage down our throats. How bad it was, especially for the black community at the time. He's like, leave it alone. And other economists say the same thing. Stay away from it. And look at what's happening now in California. They're forcing a $20 an hour minimum wage on fast food workers, which means is they want to teach these young people that they can live on 20 bucks an hour, which they're not going to be able to. Which, will they strive for better? Really? I don't know how. And in California, you got many restaurants. I don't know if it was Papa John's. I don't want to really hold them to this. But apparently, one of the big pizza joints, they fired all the drivers. Can't afford it. Can't afford to pay them. There's another one, the owner of Fat Burgers. He said, no problem. 20 bucks an hour? We're trimming hours. We're cutting back. We'll be eliminating a lot of things. Because they have a responsibility to their stockholders. They have a responsibility to themselves. This is a speech I haven't given in a long time. I love it when the workers say, we made your business. We're the reason where you are today. Nah, actually, you're not. Yes, you need workers to make things happen. Yes, it's great when you have workers that will work hard, appreciate their jobs, and understand what's going on. That doesn't mean you employers, you get to treat them like crap. That's not what I'm saying here. But to you employees, how many of you will lose your house if the business goes down? You can usually get a job, maybe not in today's economy, but you can usually get a job somewhere else, right? The owner of that business, in many cases, have put up his house, his savings, taking a major risk to make that business work, taking out loans under his name. And if everything goes sideways, guess what? Yeah, they lose it. They pay for it. They're on the hook for it, not you. You know, I've said this before, and I get people get mad at me, but, you know, open up your mind. Take it for how it's meant to be put out there. A cashier has never made a job for somebody else. Unless they break the cash register and now the tech guy got to come fix it. But you know what I mean. All those cashiers that work at Walmart or Walgreens or Target or what have you, I know those are really big companies, but, you know, Walmart being the best from a standpoint of you have a family to put it together, to put their lives on the line, put their finances on the line, made things come together. And it's just amazing, but nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody cares. I care. There's a lot of people like me that care. Right? I know what it's like to put everything on the line for that and having to deal with it. You don't. Yes, I had great employees with a good computer company we had. I really did. They taught me a lot, and I hope I taught them a lot. And I always tried to be good to them. Yeah, there's employers that are nasty and terrible. I'm not saying all employers are great. There's definitely nasty employers out there. But I say, go get another job. What are you, a browbeat? Go get another job. And that's what I'm saying. They force stuff on us, on business owners and others, and then they wonder why you rebel. Now, here's another thing. I love this. I thought this was hilarious. On Saturday, the Houston Texans beat the Cleveland Browns in the AFC wildcard playoffs. Right? After the game, an NBC reporter interviewed Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud and wanted to talk about the victory he had. C.J.'s 22 years old, by the way. He's the youngest starting quarterback to win a NFL playoff game. This guy from day one has never been shy about his love for God and the glory he gives to God. Now, he begins most interviews, he begins with a statement of faith and gratitude. But NBC decided this would be, this would irritate too many people. So they cut it out. Now, Stroud, actually, if I was him, I'd be furious. Next time she came up to me and said, can we get an interview? I'd say, no. No, you can't. Because you edited out the one that I give the praise to. You don't respect me enough. Now, this is great. I'm going to play their game. Okay? Here's a white female reporter talking to a black quarterback, young man. We always have to be careful of the young black men, right? Don't want them to feel bad. And here you go, take his comments about Jesus out. What right did you have to do that? Are you racist? Is it because he's black? You don't want him talking about Jesus? I could have a field day with this if they let me. Anyway, podcaster Dick Jones, he took the MSN, to task. He said, look, I'm not surprised at the story one bit. He said, I'm surprised because the media just seems like they don't even care anymore. They don't care about the perception of how people see them. They don't care how it looks. They don't care. Well, they don't like God. We already know this. But they've gotten to the point where they now make fun of you outwardly. They'll now ridicule you outwardly. They'll now make your life miserable outwardly. Right? Doesn't anybody find that crazy? Anybody? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're listening, but these are the things you have to push back on. These are the things you have to make a big deal out of. Otherwise, it ain't going to stop. Anyway, do we have time for this? Yeah. Well, the FAA administration has been criticized for its latest diversity and inclusion in hiring initiative. That's right. The FAA is implementing a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative that specifically targets individuals with disabilities. Because we have to be inclusive. Right? Including severe intellectual disabilities. You already know what that means. Psychiatric disorders and other physical conditions. Now, according to the FAA, targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. Now, this comes from Pete Buttercheeks. He's the one that put this out there. I want you to hear this. FAA. Anybody know what the FAA does? Right. They regulate licenses. You're looking at pilots. Right. You're looking at private and commercial. Right. Air traffic controllers. So here's the people that they want you to hire more of. Hearing. Total deafness in both ears. People with vision challenges. Totally blind. People missing extremities. Partial paralysis. Complete paralysis. Epilepsy. Severe intellectual disability. Psychiatric disability. Dwarfism. Right? It falls under the umbrella of the Department of Transportation, overseen by Secretary Buttercheeks. The FAA, a pivotal government agency, they're responsible for regulating civil aviation and making sure. Look, I'm almost blind in one eye. I had to jump through hoops, take all kinds of medical exams to prove to them that I could fly with the one eye. Now, I could never get my commercial pilot's license or airliner kind of thing. Wasn't looking for that. Think about this. This administration cares nothing for you. Absolutely nothing. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for putting up with me for 3 hours. Wow. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do find it as precious. People can be gone in a heartbeat, so hanging out with me is a big deal. All right? Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless.